It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are glad to be back. I can tell you that. Hope you're glad as well. Phillies baseball returns to WIP tonight. Phil's Red Sox, 6:45 first pitch. But it's 5 o'clock, and we know you've gotten an imposter top 5 at 5 for the last week. But now you're going to get the real one.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Yeah, I heard there were some interesting top fives last week.
Oh, wow.
I mean, just...
So, who did them last week?
Well, I guess Luke did one.
Luke. Deep voice Luke.
Deep voice Luke.
Okay.
Louie, who did the midday show today, he did one. And I don't know who did the others.
Yeah, I heard...
But Morgenstein is here for all of them.
Oh, he didn't get to do any?
Well, he's back there.
No.
He said they were great.
Louis was pretty wholesome, I heard.
It was very wholesome. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Talk about, you know, sibling bonding.
Yeah.
You know?
That's his top five?
That's what top five is all about.
We're all about bringing everyone together.
Yep.
A lot of love. Well, E-L-E, as I've always said.
We all know yours are always about love. So which WIP staff members are you going to rank
taking
poorly?
Down today? Yeah.
Well, we start with Ike. So the five... five other things that we missed in the last week. Last we were on, I mean, Ike was limping all around this place.
He looked terrible. I was worried.
Ike was starting to question his own mortality. Week later and three rounds of golf, this guy's sprinting down the aisles.
Hopping around.
Ike's knee is back, baby.
What a
Ike's
relief.
Ike's knee is back.
That is sure. That is for sure. Shout out to the doctor that gave me the Toradol shot, too. So, yeah.
There you go.
Just like O2, baby.
And the swelling went down, too.
Swelling went down, yep, that day. Anti-inflammatory.
There you go.
Took me back to my playing days, man.
I feel like it was like the time at Any Given Sunday where they walked into the trainer's room. And not Any Given Sunday. Friday Night Lights. And
I was going to say, it could have been Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, no, Friday Night Lights, when they're about to give the shot to the running back. And,
oh, yeah.
And they stopped. They're like, no.
Booby.
Yeah, booby. But you got the shot.
Yeah, you did.
All right. Well, congrats.
Happy.
Yeah,
I'm sure you were happy.
Yep.
The fourth thing that we missed last week in all of the discussion about Jaylen. I mean, how could we not talk about him and Michael Jordan vacationing together in Greece? I mean, just one-on-one talk with the GOAT.
Well, I heard from Elliot why that relationship is good for Michael Jordan.
Well, here's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed like it was a Jordan brand get-together.
Yeah. Listen, everybody's doing retreats this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a getaway. And it's a getaway for the Jordan brand team that Jaylen is obviously a part of. Quite frankly, Luka's there too, but I think Jaylen is probably the biggest face right now of the active guys. So we got some guys like Melo, guys like that who aren't
Jeter,
who aren't necessarily playing.
McCain is Jordan brand.
Is Tatum a Jordan guy? I think Tatum is a Jordan guy.
I think he is.
Yeah, I think he's a Jordan guy.
Is. Yeah.
So probably between him and Jaylen, they're probably the biggest Jordan brand guys right now.
Yeah. I think that's probably fair.
So Jaylen's been just about
everyone.
He's been with Mike all offseason.
There was
man.
No scheduling conflict with the any Jordan brand thing.
No.
Here's the one thing before you finish your list real quick.
Yeah.
Here's the one thing you can bet is happening in all seriousness. Jaylen is soaking up the information.
That's evident.
Some guys just may be there because they've probably been with Jordan for a while, so they know this is just really a cigar and drinking trip for Michael Jordan. But Jaylen is probably the one that's really there like, hey, man. He's really trying to soak up the information and get little tips to help him.
Yes, I think so.
He buys into it completely.
Oh, yeah. It's like basically his persona now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he did that whole video last week where he's like, you know, what are your core values, I guess? And he said, like, family, friends, and championships.
There you go.
You know?
You love that video, didn't you?
Oh, my God. It's insulting, but we're moving on.
It's all about the rings.
Yeah.
How's that insulting?
And he works, so whatever.
I believe sickening was the word you used.
the third other thing that we missed last week, woke up to this one. I was so confused when Schwarber won All-Star Game MVP.
I fell asleep,
because Ike sent me his ticket, of course. You know, Ike's out here cashing checks. It's great.
Did you bet Schwarber All-Star Game MVP?
I did.
You're a psychopath, man.
Plus 3,000.
It's great.
Really?
Yep.
Would you throw 10 bucks on it?
15.
Wow.
Really?
Oh, no, 20. I'm so, was it 15 or 20?
I have to look at
wow,
it.
Wow, well done.
Yeah, I woke up to it as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, because I
didn't see the end of the game.
I woke up to it, and I was like, oh, what'd he do? Hit a home run? You know, like, did he go off in the game? No, he had three home runs in the
right, in the swing off.
Yeah. It was an impressive swing off.
It was awesome.
And
it was.
By the way,
I'm mad I missed it.
The best part, Mets fans being such little tiny babies about Schwarber winning the MVP instead of Pete Alonso. They're like, that wasn't even real. He was 0 for 2. What sense does this make? He was 0 for 2. Yeah.
Yeah. That game was like,
it's a pretty good game.
I saw 6-0 in it. What?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't see a second of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
because you were way in the wilderness.
I was way in the wilderness.
Up in the mountains.
No service. The second thing that we missed last week, now I tuned in for a little bit of this, but it was apparently more than just the 10 minutes that I listened. Just a disgusting amount of Flyers talk on this show from Broads and Al Broads and Louie. I mean, can we just...
Oh, and Kaney was probably on, too, and she was probably all Flyer.
Are you kidding me?
She was.
Everyone's all...
Justifying why she had Meechkoff in front of Willard, too.
Oh, yeah, because that's a real thing. We should address that with her again. Yeah. Like, when she talks to Wheeler before the game or after the game.
Yeah, you're gonna bring him up. Yeah. Ask him if you think he's better than Meechkoff.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, come on. Talk about the Eagles. Talk about the Phillies. It's our show.
Yeah. Well, you had to know when you saw Broads with Al for a four-hour show, we were going to get... You know, who do you think is the center on the fourth line kind of conversation?
They're talking about save percentage of the backup goalie. Come on.
Doofuses.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Broads is the hockey guy.
Yeah.
Hockey is big on this show because we brought it back.
We're the official show.
The fact that Porter Martone is going to Michigan State.
It's big for you.
Yeah, that's huge.
That's huge.
That's huge.
Be better if he was going to play for the Flyers. But
but I tell you.
That's not how it works.
Automatically connects me to him.
Okay. He's your guy.
Yeah. I'm all in.
Okay.
On draft night, I was supportive of the draft pick.
You were? He was a big Porter Martone guy.
Yep,
well, yeah, and he snubbed Penn State, which we're always big fans of.
Yep. Yeah.
He's a Spartan dog. He's a Spartan dog.
Oh, man.
But the number one thing that we missed last week, and it's got to be the meme of the summer, is this Coldplay concert thing with the CEO and the affair all over the big screen. Now Phillies games, they put the Fanatic up, and he's, you know, I can't believe it turned into this big old thing.
So I woke up to it, saw it happening, and then saw it, like, evolve, because I wasn't doing anything. I was just sitting there.
Yeah.
I do...
Feel bad for him.
I feel bad. Not him. Well, I mean, I sort of feel bad for him, but I feel bad for his family.
Yeah.
Like, he's got kids.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and trust me, have had to deal with bullets occasionally because of something somebody in my family did. Like, it's not fun.
Yeah.
But it never happened on a stage. Like, the entire world is making
and
fun
of
your...
And have it take off the way that it did.
And it's because, like, your parents are probably going to get divorced. Force now, and the entire story is and the guy, look, again, I'm not crying for him.
No.
He lost his job.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did she lose her job?
I don't know. Now, it's usually like just the way that the HR dynamics work.
Mm-hmm.
If he was her boss,
right,
then he is in the position of power in that. So I did not see anything about her.
Didn't she work in HR?
She did.
The head of HR.
She should have changed
She's
the rules.
She's the head of HR?
She should have changed the rules before they had the affair.
God.
Yeah.
I just, like, I can't believe it turned into, like, how big it did. I saw the video. I was like, oh, like, ha-ha. Well, and then it's been, like, a week of all I see is the Coldplay meme.
Dude, within 3 hours of seeing it, I probably saw it at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Within 3 hours, people on the internet had figured out who the two people were,
mm-hmm.
were leaving comments on his LinkedIn profile about it. We're leaving comments on his wife's Facebook with pictures of it.
Mm.
Dude, that's a lot.
That's a lot
nowadays, man.
That's a lot, man. That's a lot to put the family through.
Yeah.
That's a lot to put the family through. And he's not even a public figure.
No.
You know, it's one thing you get these celebrities that, you know, find themselves in this position. that's sort of expected because a celebrity is a public figure. This guy isn't a public figure. He certainly didn't think he was going to be on a damn Jumbotron.
Well, and then he made that. The mistake was running away from the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
Because if you just stand there.
You look just like everybody else that's on a Jumbotron.
Nobody says anything.
Right. Now, the people who know you are going to say something, but at least it isn't what it is.
Right.
Because we don't know you.
No. Have no idea.
We know you now because of the reaction to you being on the Jumbotron.
And I think they were in a different city than they actually live, because it happened in Boston, right? And I don't even think that's where they live. So there's a possibility he gets away with it if he doesn't. I'm not saying that.
That's why he was out of town.
Yeah.
Don't be going to games.
Coldplay concerts.
That was a concert. You're right. Don't be going to concerts. More importantly, sit your ass down. Nobody told you to stand up and start hugging on each other.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, show a little bit of
sit down somewhere
discretion. And then, man, the Phillies went right for the jugular.
They did.
By having the friggin' Fanatic doing it.
I know.
Yeah.
Everyone's doing it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the meme of the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
a lot.
That was a topic of discussion at a gathering I was at.
I'm sure.
Over the weekend, yes. Well, listen, once wives get a hold of this stuff, that's all it becomes. Can you believe? I'm like, yeah.
Well,
hey, man, I don't know.
So I was talking about it with my wife, and it was
it becomes a discussion.
It was that.
Yeah.
And then the guy loses a job.
Yeah.
And I sent a text message. I was like, yo, can you believe this? This is crazy. I did not get a response. And I was like, oh, no.
Mm-mm.
I didn't mean to side with him.
Yes.
That wasn't what I was doing.
Mm-mm.
That wasn't what I was doing.
Never mind the head of HR who's also married.
Right.
Who's cheating on her husband.
Right, right. Right. Yes. She's the bad guy.
The wife is also cheating on her husband as well.
Yeah. I don't know. Wow. What a thing that was.
What a thing.
Yeah.
You gotta watch these wives out there.
That's good. That's good. 215.
Oh, my God.
Who do you blame?
I'm joking, everybody.
I know.
No, not you. I'm going to tell everybody that's listening.
Yeah, we're just kidding.
We're just joking.
We're just kidding. But seriously, if you're ever in a situation like that. No. All right. This hour, brought to you by Guided Door and Window, the big summer sale is happening. Get 40% off all windows and doors.
I'm holding in bed by 9:30.
That way you can't get, you're not out doing anything bad because you're asleep already. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com.
However, your knee is back.
Yeah.
My knee is back. Three times last week.
OG Jason.
I didn't say I played well three times. I'm just saying I played.
Oh, you're talking about the golf.
Yeah. OG Jason in Swedesboro. You're on WIP. What's up, Jason?
Oh, guys, that was great. Jack, you know, the guy who did the best top five last week was DeRazio when he got to talk about wrestling for a little bit. I know how much he loved it.
Oh, I heard. I got reports
on
that.
Top five wrestling?
And he chose sides on me versus the camera and chose the camera side. Which
Wait,
is,
who chose the camera?
DeRazio.
Really?
Very disappointed.
Well,
we've been mean to him.
he got a little big for his britches one day. So.
But he also was cooking on the Jolly Drops. We don't give him enough credit for that.
You gave him plenty of credit that day.
All right.
Sorry, Jason.
All right, Jason.
It's all right. Speaking of choosing sides on Jack versus Joe, you know, you guys saw it on Twitter. I brought the sign, "Go Jack Fritz beat Joe DeCamera," all the way out to San Diego.
I did see it.
That was impressive.
Nice, yes. Awesome by you.
That was impressive. Also, you wore those overalls, which were interesting as well. They were overalls, right? The Phillies overalls?
Yeah. Yeah, they were the, I guess they're officially licensed, but... no fewer than a couple dozen people stopped us around Petco Park to take pictures with us.
Oh, there you go.
Padres fans and Phillies fans.
Well, appreciate you supporting Jack Fritz on the West Coast.
Yep.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're going to be a foxhole guy, you know, I'd like to be welcomed into that foxhole.
You're definitely in there now.
Yeah, you're in the foxhole. Yeah.
But it was a great trip out to San Diego, and I got to say, I did spend some time with Aaron from San Diego in person.
That sounds frightening.
You know,
what was he like in person?
So I'll tell you this. Aaron's a good guy. Although he did, I feel it felt like he was trying to big time me, and then he was late to our engagement, but it turned out to be worth it. He actually picked me up from the hotel, drove us out to some places I thought that we would not come back alive from, but then he treated us to In-N-Out Burger. Which is great. And I know you guys will say, oh, he's annoying, which, you know, he is.
Well, he is.
Yeah, I mean, he's super annoying.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you guys were saying that there's something there that you think you can develop. I'm here to say I endorse his ability to be developed into a great caller.
Hmm.
Well, I just think he needs to take feedback. I think he comes with his own agenda and wants to do his own thing. He's not a great listener, you know. So, but I think we can get him there.
Well, I think he had a little heart to heart with Hugh this afternoon. So, if you guys want him for your show, you're gonna have to snatch him up and develop him. I think he's like a kid trying to figure out what his boundaries are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let me be honest here, Jason. I'm not going to beg Aaron in San Diego to be an afternoon show guy. If he wants to be a midday show guy and has to be, you know, has that weight around his neck, that's fine with me. But we are willing on Aaron in San Diego. He's just got to get his stuff in order a little bit. Do you have a? Do you have a?
I think he's willing.
Do you have a favorite junk food for next question today?
No. Oh gosh, favorite junk food? I do. It's gonna be. I like Gobstopper candy.
Oh, Gobstopper!
Oh, Gobstopper's pretty good.
Jawbreakers.
Yeah. I haven't. Thank you for the call, Jason. I haven't heard Gobstopper in a while.
In a long time.
Only around Halloween.
For next question today, the best one, and it is National Junk Food Day, so we are asking for your favorite junk food. We'll get 4 tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice, which is Sunday, August 10th, 6:30 at the Link. The event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. Jose, you're on WIP.
What's up, Jose? I'm agree with you on that. Joe Burrow and Hurts.
Ooh, boy.
Hurts. Listen.
Oh, I'm listening. I got you.
Listen to me.
All right.
What I'm saying is, Hurst, what he done is perfect. In them games he played his ass off, and he was the MVP. Yes. But he do not have the talent that Joe Burrow have. And I am not hating on the man. The man is good. Like I said, the man won 2 Super Bowls and won 1 MVP. That's a hell of a quarterback. But you cannot put him as with Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow have more talent than him. Joe Burrow throw the ball more quicker. I see in the past when Joe Burrow throw to Chase, he just did a 5 and out and boom, the ball was out. When he was turning, that ball was already in the air.
Don't nobody do 5 and outs no more, man. We still running 5-yard out routes?
Listen, I just seen a quick in the goal line. That's what it was in the goal
line.
Oh, yeah.
Down to the T. Higgins. T. Higgins, right? Yeah. I remember that.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. He's a hell of a quarterback, but he doesn't have that type of talent that Joe Burrow has.
Mm-hmm.
I say this, and I want you to be honest with me. If you put Joe Burrow with the Eagles team that he got right now, would you go to Super Bowl back-to-back?
Hell yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, Hurts, can you go back to back? I don't know.
We're about to do it this year. You're about to see, Jose.
But check this out. And I'm going to say one thing else. Listen to all y'all Eagles fans. Mm-hmm. That y'all really think that y'all know why they ran the ball so much last year and won them tight games? Because they were not trusting Hurts throwing the ball. Hurts couldn't throw the ball the way they wanted him to throw the ball, and they were scared for the turnover, so they ran the ball. Because you're not going to – listen real quick. You're not going to run your running back more than 27 times when he's an MVP.
Right.
You're not doing that almost every game. And that's what he did almost every game. That's what I say. Saquon took you there.
Yes, I agree with that for the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles. Saquon Barkley was the best player on the team, offense MVP, team MVP. I agree with that. And had Jalen's career gotten to this point where we had never seen Jalen play at a level where he was leading the team, then I can go with that. If you're just giving me about last year, yes, that's what last year's team was. But I also remember in 2022 when Jalen was the driving force of the offense, when he was the MVP league runner-up and probably would have won it had he not gotten injured late in the season. So I say that to say that the ability is in there. We've seen him do it. That's not what he did last year, though. That's not what he did last year. And just because I like Jalen and I believe in him doesn't mean I have to ignore what was in front of us last year. We know last year was a Saquon Barkley defensive-led season. You know what's great about being a quarterback? And you got to strap it up and do it again this year. So now it can be a different storyline or narrative to this year's offense. And I think it will be. I think Jalen goes back to being more of the 2022 Jalen than what we saw last year. He's going to have to, because I think defenses are going to load up against Saquon. And you're going to have to throw the ball.
Coming up next, the NFL, as they do before every season, is counting down the top 100 players in the NFL as voted on by players. They are in the upper 60s now, and we have seen the first Eagle on the list. We will talk about that coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, I want to inform you that we are in talks for this to be the final week of 5:30 Creed. That is on the table. Now, you know, there are a lot of things that go into a decision like this. Clearly, we've been doing it for a long time, about a year, I think, maybe close to a year. You know, it's hard to get up to sing it every day.
Cut that audio.
Yep. To sing it every day. Now, we do recognize as well, there are many people that love the 5:30 Creed.
And many detractors.
And many detractors as well. We do recognize as well that Creed was here on Saturday. Scott Stapp was not on the show.
Duck the show, sometimes.
Which I will take the personal L on. Uh-oh. I will take the L. I will not put, I don't even know if Scott Stapp knew about it. Be quite honest with
you. Yeah.
So now, if he knew about it and decided not to do it, then it's definitely gone.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what.
And dead to us.
I'll never listen to another Creed song.
Bang!
Wow.
Yeah. And if he knew about it and chose not to,
yeah,
we'll never listen to another Creed song.
After what we've done?
I'll be only a Nickelback guy.
Yeah.
From not Three Doors Down, yes. Nickelback, yes.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Yeah.
Maybe we can make Photograph the 5:30 song.
Oh, what? Photograph would be a good one.
It might drive people as nuts as 5:30 Creed.
Yeah, it's making
5:30 Nickelback.
Yes. Well, because 5:30 Creed with One Last Breath, we were sort of hopping on something that was already happening. That song was sort of happening online a little bit.
Was having
we did
a moment.
It.
Yeah,
was having a moment. So just letting you know, it's out there. I know some people want to celebrate. Some people may be upset. We are in talks. We have discussed other songs.
The delegation seems very ready.
Yes,
to move on from 5:30 Creed.
Wait till we hit them with 5:30 Nickelback.
Yeah, come on, man.
Delegation's not going to be any happier there. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Are French fries a junk food based on our next question today? 76% say yes, so I'm glad I am.
Yeah, you won that one.
Yeah, I win that one. The NFL releasing their top 100 players. They do it every year. They take a poll of players at the end of the regular season. We do have the first Eagle, and that Jordan Mailata comes in at number 69, which nice. Is the first Eagle we've seen on the list. Is nice. Yes, of course. Former Eagle Josh Sweat was at 95.
Super Bowl MVP.
We have seen three quarterbacks so far. Tua Tagovailoa is 91. Sam Darnold, 81. Dak Prescott, 79.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of, we know Jalen Carter will be on the list. We know A.J. Brown will be on the list.
Yeah.
We assume Lane Johnson will be on the list, of course.
You know what? Landon might make the list.
Oh, Landon Dickerson might make the list. So the questions being, will Quinion, I don't think so.
Saquon will make the list.
Saquon will make the list. Quinion Mitchell? Maybe not yet.
Yeah, what did he have, one interception?
One, but it was in the, it only in the playoffs? Yeah,
he may not.
Does Bonnie make it?
Ah, that's a good question. He should.
But we're already at 69. I know.
But he's probably not well known enough around the league.
And where do we think Jalen is? Now, this was taken after the regular season, not after the playoffs.
It'll be interesting to see if Jalen makes it.
You think it's possible he's not on the list?
Oh, yeah, I do think it's possible he's not on
and
the list.
And Tua on the list. And Darnold on. Now, Darnold had a great regular season.
35 touchdowns.
Yep.
14-3.
Yep.
Now, the thing will be interesting when it comes to Jalen is that the Eagles, when they took this voting, the Eagles were obviously a Super Bowl contending team, but the perception is they were being driven by Saquon Barkley.
Right.
It wasn't that Jalen was having a great season. It was in the MVP conversation. So I do wonder if...
And he didn't even play the last three games.
Right. So I wonder if he's going to get sort of credit for where the team was at. It'll be interesting to see. It's a player's thing. And like you said, it was done before the playoffs. So they aren't taking into consideration the playoff run that he had. I wonder if his regular season stats and everything will get him on the top 100. He would be on what, top
68? Yeah, 66.
Because you said it's 69. He'd gone through 69?
I think 60. I didn't see who 68 was, but I think 69, 68 were today. I think they're
doing it by tens.
No.
Oh, they're only doing it by twos?
Yeah, every day. It's like two more guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't even watched it. Okay, so they're doing it by
twos. I just see it online. Yeah,
I thought it was by tens.
No.
No, it's excruciating. They're
Oh, they're dragging it out.
Oh, they got to fill content, too.
Yeah. I mean, Saquon, does he get top 10?
What?
Wow, I'm just...
Saquon's top five.
I hope so.
Yeah, he's top five.
Especially because what he did, there's...
Over 2,000 yards. Yeah, he's top five. You're going to get the quarterbacks there.
Yeah.
Ja'Marr Chase might sneak up there somewhere in that top five.
Yeah.
Because he was the Triple Crown winner last year.
Well, also be interesting to see where Josh Allen is after being the most overrated player a year ago in the Athletic poll.
Good point.
To see
not a great year for the players calling the other players overrated.
Yeah.
Tyrese Halliburton and Josh Allen.
More evidence that players don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
Can they say Bryce is overrated? Say someone on the Phillies is overrated.
Please. Brian in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
Hey guys, how are you, man? Great to talk with you. I haven't talked with you in a while.
Hey, Brian.
What's up, B?
All is well, man. You know what? I used to be perturbed by the whole discussion of Jalen Hurts because I certainly respect his game. But, the bottom line is it is about winning a championship. I'm like, I'm okay. I'm like, I'm no longer angry at guys,
There you go.
Yeah, because, and I was thinking, think about this. I was looking at a guy like Terry Bradshaw,
right?
He won four Super Bowls, as well as Troy Aikman. I'm picking these two quarterbacks because both Bradshaw and Aikman were never considered the best quarterbacks in the league at the time they were playing. But now what they did, of course, in the playoffs, they played their best football, particularly Bradshaw. And we know all the Hall of Famers they had on both of those teams. Hell, I think the Cowboys' last Super Bowl that they won, Larry Brown was the MVP of that Super Bowl, the cornerback.
Yeah.
Right? And he coached the Pistons.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so, to me, man, it's like, again, I know what Jalen does, and I get it. He's not a prolific passer of the football. That's understandable. But I think a lot of people take for granted that whole tush-push. It's not as easy. Ask Josh Allen and the Bills because they couldn't get that yard. Now, I know the refs may have had something to do with it, but there are a lot of quarterbacks who cannot execute that, one-yard quarterback sneak, whatever you want to call it.
Sure, it's a skill. It's a skill. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, listen, I have something to add that you guys missed in the last week.
Okay.
I'm surprised this didn't come up.
Okay.
As it relates to sports talk.
Okay.
What about the changes at FS1? Fox Sports.
Oh, yeah.
They eliminated like three shows.
And they wiped the whole network except for Colin Cowherd.
Yeah, my coworker and friend Craig Carton, his show is not there anymore. And they're doing
Joy Taylor.
Yeah, you got the facility.
Yeah, now they are doing...
Troy Taylor?
They're doing a bunch of stuff with Barstool, and I certainly understand that.
Those individuals or the network?
So the network is.
Oh, the network is, okay.
So the Pardon My Take guys are going to be on there, and Dave Portnoy is going to be part of it, which I certainly understand. They are, Barstool, immensely popular.
Yeah.
And look, those shows are weird, man. Like, those national talk shows is like, it's, if you don't have clips that go viral online, it's very hard to get viewers on those shows. And I think by using Barstool personalities, they're sort of almost like they did with McAfee. You're almost buying dedicated fans that already exist to the network.
That's what you're doing.
You know, so.
Well, that's also an example of why you guys will always be around. I mean, it's, you know, nice to be able to kind of get a national view from time to time, but having strong local sports talk programming, man, is, I think, important. And, you know, I think you're closer to what may be going on. So I'll end with my favorite junk food.
Yes.
And that would be a Reese's Cup.
Ooh, a Reese's Cup's a good one.
That's number one on a lot of people's list.
That's a good one, Brian. That is a good
one. Chocolate and peanut butter.
Yeah.
Going well together.
Do we want to give away?
There it is.
There.
Do you ever call them Reese's Pieces, by the way?
Well, that's not
a peanut butter cup.
That's
a different candy.
Would you take it down a notch? No one's going to answer Reese's.
It's a different candy.
No, it is.
But for you to even ask the question.
What is the question?
What is the question?
My question is, like, when you said, all right, so Reese's Cup, right?
Yes,
Reese's
peanut butter cup.
Do you guys, I used to say Reese's Pieces like an idiot.
Yes, but that's a different candy.
That's an actual candy.
I know it's different.
Yes, my mom said Reese's Pieces.
I was just asking the question.
So you're
asking. I don't think there's going to be an answer in the next 2 minutes of Reese's Pieces.
No, I was actually offended that you don't know that that's another candy.
I know it's another candy.
I don't know, do you?
What's it look like?
What does a Reese's Pieces look like?
An M&M.
Okay. All right. You got it right.
Thank you. I'm just saying, I thought it was a funny little quip.
Well, you're suspect there. You're suspect.
My bad.
We all know with you.
No,
yes.
Shut my mic off.
Yeah. But yeah, my mom said Reese's Pieces, so I think I did when I was younger.
Yeah, I still say crown because I like it.
Well, yeah. I don't like that you say crown for crayon.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
That and creek.
Yeah, crick.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
So for next question day, the winner gets 4 tickets to the Eagles public practice, training camp public practice, which is August 10th, 6:30 at the Link.
Yeah.
Event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. It is National Junk Food Day, so we asked for your favorite junk food. Jack, what were the best answers?
Yeah, so I think there's two, well, there's Bob and Newark.
Well, I kind of want to give it to Bob and Newark, but...
Loaded candy cakes with ice cream on top and then a sprinkle of what, caramel?
Caramel sauce, yeah. I mean, that guy went all out.
But I thought, I mean, Donna Overbrook did the Snickers ice cream bar, which is a real snack.
Oh, yes, yes.
That's the win.
Don and Overbrook, that's the winner. Yeah, the Snickers ice cream bar is excellent. All right, Jack, your choice. We have 1 minute. You could fill that 1 minute with Louie in Nebraska or Herb in the Northeast.
Or the text line?
Well, I was going to figure to do the text line right afterwards. You just want to do, we don't have time for the call. Just do the text line.
Yeah.
All right. Text line brought to you by, of course, Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Calzone? Peanut butter and jelly? Grilled cheese? Ike still naming foods to ask Spike if they're junk food or not.
Grilled cheese, not junk food. Peanut butter and jelly, not junk food.
Oh, peanut butter and jelly is not?
No.
Oh, I don't know, yeah.
It's not good for you, but it's not junk food. No, you can make it good for you.
Closer to junk food than French fries.
No, you can make a peanut butter and jelly good for you. You can't make French fries good for you.
Who cares if it's good for you?
Well, that's what junk food is. Junk, not good. Not good for you. Not healthy.
I guess by that definition.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's just a snack, here's why it's not just a snack.
Right.
If I had said sliced up apple with peanut butter, that's a snack. It ain't junk food.
Okay. All right. You might be onto something.
All right. Woo. You got. I've conceded to you a few times. I'm glad I got that one.
You might be onto something.
All right.
Here.
What's next?
Former Eagle great and wildly recognizable Ike Reese after the show has been on vacation. Yeah, I played golf and was out and about and it was just awesome. Spike, after the show has been on vacation, we went to the beach and I had to leave because too many people recognized
me.
Stupid paparazzi. Alex in Lancaster.
I didn't say that. I said one guy liked the show. I'm going to quit this show. I said one guy. He was so nice.
Wow. Yeah, recognized?
It was just, well, yeah. I was in
Delaware. They bothered you at the beach?
No, yeah, but it was cool. Everybody was nice.
Yeah, a guy sent me the selfie that you took with him.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
On the beach?
Yeah, it's good.
There.
Good photo of you.
Okay, all right. Is it not a good photo of me? I don't know. He's tired.
He has some theories about, he thinks you have web toes.
I do not have web toes.
Well, because you had socks on the beach.
So here's why I have socks on the beach. Here's why. Can I just explain why?
Please do.
Okay. So I wear like the Adidas slides.
Okay.
And what happens is, because my feet never get sun, if I don't put a ton of sunblock on my feet, they get burned in a way that I can't get, like, no amount of sunblock will help.
Okay.
So if I don't put, if I don't put ankle socks on, I'm constantly worrying, and I'm sweating, and I'm walking into the water. I don't want my feet to get...
Oh, now you walk on water?
No, into the water. I don't want my feet to get burned, so I leave my ankle socks that I take my walk in the morning.
Okay.
That's the only reason. I was wearing a bathing suit and a tank top like a normal person.
Man,
I
don't have socks.
Yes, man.
On the beach.
I don't want my feet to get burnt.
I definitely would have notified a police officer about you.
I don't want my feet to get burned. It's a completely reasonable thing.
Excuse me, officer. I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble, but that guy over there, man, he looks strange.
You know, and that guy was being cool, and now he's sneak sending Jack the friggin' selfie and saying I have web toes.
That is awesome.
Get out of here. All right, what's next?
This is the worst day of my life. Jason Eskin, a week after getting hit by a car.
That's a good point, too.
Yep. What's next?
You're being emotional about this. Spike, a second after spending 2 minutes defending his point about Jalen.
That guy was being emotional.
And we're not emotional.
No.
We are just facts.
Let me tell you, you would not let him up, man. You didn't let him up for air.
No, no. Well, he's being a dummy. He's being a dummy. He's like, I have you all figured out. You didn't have me figured out. I have you figured out. I'm managing everyone, including you, buddy. What's next?
I, too, have 8,000 missed texts and 8,000 missed calls. Jason Eskin.
Yes, that is a good point. He does. Him and Joel. What's next?
I agree with the Jalen supporters. List culture is way out of control. The Ringer's 84th ranked NBA player, Joel Embiid.
No, he can't be the 84th ranked player.
They ranked him 84, the Ringer.
Holy cow.
Yeah, the disrespect.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I know 83 players in the NBA now.
Yeah, it's crazy. What's next?
The f***. Ike, when he saw the word delectable.
That was during a read. When
it was during coffee.
You're such an idiot, man. I know. You're such an idiot, man. It's bad enough I pointed it out during the read.
Mike's like, I didn't write this.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta stay here. I can't walk out during it anymore.
It was so good, dude. It was
yeah, they put a wordy, that was a wordy one in there. I'm like, man.
Was it tasty cake?
It was tasty. Yeah. It was tasty cake.
Yeah. Well, they throw John in there all the time for you.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Yeah. It was like, my goodness, who put all these words in here? Yeah.
what's next?
Again, Bob? Bob's microwave when he's firing another candy cake up.
Text line.
Guy wonders why he's so heavy. He's putting 3 scoops of ice cream, caramel sauce.
Exactly,
and
yes.
Can't just eat as if a candy cake is not enough for you.